Britain's ambassador to the US resigns.
We owe him an enormous debt of gratitude.
Showdown over Obamacare.
Whichever side loses is almost certain to appeal to the Supreme Court.
Parade for World Cup champs.
The U.S. national team, like, they're the best.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. The British ambassador to the U.S. is stepping down after the embarrassing leak of cables critical of the Trump administration. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
British Prime Minister Theresa May confirming that Sir Kim Darroch has resigned.
I have told him that it is a matter of great regret that he has felt it necessary to leave his position as ambassador in Washington.
Darroch called the Trump White House inept and dysfunctional in those leaked emails. May saying he was just doing his job.
Good government depends on public servants being able to give full and frank advice. I want all our public servants to have the confidence to be able to do that.
Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt and his predecessor Boris Johnson are currently locked in a battle to replace Theresa May. Hunt had said he'd keep Darroch in his post if he wins. Johnson, the frontrunner, has refused to do the same. Darroch must have seen the writing on the wall. Steve?
Well, President Trump says his labor secretary has done a good job. Alex Acosta's under fire because a decade ago he was the U.S. attorney at the center of a plea deal worked out for alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein.
It was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people. So we're going to look at it very carefully.
The Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, is leading the call for Acosta to go.
If he refuses to resign, President Trump should fire him.
Among those who helped negotiate Epstein's plea deal is attorney Alan Dershowitz. He was asked by CBS News if he ever saw the financier with underage girls.
No. Oh, no. If I had ever seen Jeffrey Epstein in any inappropriate situation with an underage girl, I would have terminated my relationship and turned him in. No way.
A federal appeals court in New Orleans is considering the constitutionality of Obamacare. CBS's Paula Reed.
The court had previously ruled that the Affordable Health Care Act is constitutional because Congress has the power to tax people. It held that if people had to pay a penalty for not buying insurance, that was effectively a tax. But in 2017, Congress eliminated the penalty. So now the court will decide if the rest of the Affordable Health Care Act is still constitutional. If the law is overturned, nearly 20 million people could lose their health insurance. Children would no longer be covered until the age of 26, and it could affect people with pre-existing conditions.
Well, President Trump, who has not come up with an Obamacare alternative, is taking the first step to overhaul kidney care in this country. We're live with CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In a midday speech, the president is set to unveil a series of initiatives aimed at expanding life-saving options for people with chronic kidney disease. About 30 million Americans are afflicted, and treatment costs Medicare more than $100 billion a year. The executive order Mr. Trump will sign today reportedly calls for strategies to save lives and money by offering greater access to at-home dialysis and new incentives for doctors to encourage earlier kidney transplants. Ironically, the Trump administration will implement these changes through Medicare's Innovation Center. That was created by the Obamacare law that the administration is in court today asking judges to invalidate. Steve?
Well, President Trump has tweeted criticism of a judge who ruled the administration can't replace lawyers in the dispute over whether to add a citizenship question to the census without a good explanation. Legal scholar Lori Levinson.
It's not giving the court the information the court needs to efficiently and accurately handle this matter. So I think the judge is done playing games. He just wants the government to comply with the rules.
New numbers in for June at the southern border. Arrests down 28%, but still top 100,000 for the fourth straight month. And Customs and Border Protection confirms it's investigating allegations of sexual assault against a border officer. Officials in Nevada say the death there on July 4th may be blamed on an earthquake that rattled the region. A man died when the Jeep he was working on underneath fell on top of him. In California, CBS's Jim Crisula tells us the rattling goes on.
Aftershocks simply won't stop in this Mojave Desert city, and Sorella Ellis doesn't like it.
Shakes keep coming. Yeah, it's a tremor, like shake, shake, shake.
The nearby massive naval air weapons station China Lake remains closed to non-essential personnel. Inspectors are trying to figure out how much damage there is at the 1.2 million acre military facility. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Ridgecrest, California.
Well, preparations are being made along the Gulf Coast as a storm system could become a tropical storm in a matter of days. WBBM-TV meteorologist Megan Glaros.
We may be looking at a system that could push even a surge event onshore in parts of Louisiana, including New Orleans, all the way through to Florida as it's gaining steam, maybe making a landfall as a tropical storm. Barry would be the name of this one, and that could happen sometime this weekend.
A blizzard of paper is forecast today in New York City at the parade to salute the World Cup champions.
I'm Mara Rubin along the Canyon of Heroes. The narrow streets are starting to populate with fans excited to watch the team ride up to City Hall, where New York's mayor will give them keys to the city. One mother here with her three daughters called the team's win a victory for women and a victory for America and said, for today, let's rename the parade route the Canyon of Heroines.
Well, now to Chicago, where a nearly 5-foot alligator is making news, found in a park lagoon on the city's west side. This woman caught a glimpse.
He was just popped up and I thought it was a toy, you know, a big one, and then it went down. And so then I went around, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so cool.
Well, actor Rip Torn has died. He won an Emmy on HBO's The Larry Sanders Show as the sharp-tongued producer, Artie, who had to deal with an insecure host and a meddling network.
Don't take this as a threat, but I killed a man like you in Korea, hand to hand. My boy doesn't want to do any more commercials. From now on, you'll talk to me.
Torn's movie credits ranged from The Cincinnati Kid to Dodgeball. He was 88 years old. A long paternity battle with an international star at the center of it is over.
Will the girls say what?
A court in Spain has ruled Julio Iglesias is the biological father of a 43-year-old man named Javier Sancho Santos. His mother is former ballerina Maria Edite, who says she had a brief affair with Iglesias in 1975. The paternity suit began 3 decades ago when the singer refused to take a DNA test. He has 8 other children. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A new British study labels psychiatric diagnoses scientifically meaningless. The analysis says trying to classify an individual's mental health issues into neat categories doesn't work, and it says much of the diagnostic system relies too heavily on subjective ideas about what is considered normal. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.